There's a drug that everyone from newborns to full-grown adults consume. Everyone knows that it exists, but no one thinks it's a drug. When people go without this drug, they go through mood swings, severe headaches, insomnia, and severe bodily tension. However, consuming the drug can lead to addiction, increased anxiety, muscle spasms, and even depression. 4 people are actually addicted to it, whether they realize it or not. Now, you can probably guess that this is an actual drug and that people do use it on a daily basis. But would you guess that it was caffeine? This is Autumn Larkins with WHJE. You are tuned into Point Blank. Today's story, caffeine addiction. Every morning, I wake up at 5:30. Most people freak out when I tell them this. However, when I say wake up, I do not mean get up. I stumble out of bed at about 7:08 in the morning. Late. Every morning. So here's what happens. My first alarm goes off at 5:30, then 6, then 6:30, 6:40, 6:45, 6:50, 7, 7:04, 7:05, 7:07, and finally 7:08 at the last possible minute, so I have to rush to get dressed and ready for school. Afterwards, I grab a dollar from my change jar and bike to the gas station. At the gas station, I get the largest Polar Pop cup I can find and fill it with the bitter-tasting fountain energy drink that they have on stock. It's how I get through my day. Caffeine is one of the best substances ever discovered, in my opinion. It keeps me active enough to be able to focus. But I've become used to it. It takes a lot for me to feel jittery and hyper and energized because of caffeine. So why continue drinking it if it doesn't actually do anything? Because my body craves it. I have a caffeine addiction. Now, I am aware that it's hard to think of caffeine as an addictive substance. I mean, it's in our sodas, our coffee, tea, it's even sold in little tablets at drugstores. However, the FDA says that the most someone can drink without side effects is about 400 milligrams of caffeine. That's maybe 4 cups of coffee. Double that and you are at risk for caffeine overdose, which is an actual thing. There have been cases of teenagers dying from consuming less than 500 milligrams of caffeine. A single serving of Monster Energy drink contains 86 milligrams of caffeine. There's 2 servings in every 16-ounce can. There are days when I drink anywhere from 3 to 7 energy drinks. For those of you who don't have a calculator with them at all times, that's anywhere from 516 to 1,204 milligrams of caffeine. I'm sorry, didn't I just say someone died from drinking less than 500 milligrams of caffeine? Now, with these recent discoveries in mind, I decided to conduct a small experiment where I put myself through caffeine withdrawal and recorded the effects. And this is day 2 of the caffeine diaries. What does this mean? It means I have gone 2 consecutive days without drinking any caffeine. How do I feel? Not good. I have a headache. My vision is slightly impaired. Everything's blurry and I'm having trouble focusing. I don't know. I just don't feel good. I don't feel good at all. This is day 3. I have a mild headache, but it is okay. I have like 5 minutes left to school and I'm doing this really late, so I'm sorry. I apologize. End of 3rd period yesterday, I became really nauseous. I thought I was going to get really sick all over my Spanish class. But that's okay, because I didn't. This is day 7. At this point, there aren't many more physical symptoms. I don't have a headache anymore. I don't feel irritable, I'm just tired. It's not as bad as the first couple days. First couple days sucked physically, the headaches, my body ached all the time. Now, I'm just kinda tired, that's it. My mind is trying to get my will to cooperate and it's not. At this point, it's definitely more of a mental battle than a physical one. This has been Autumn Larkins with WHJE.